This week on The Droids, 2022 has come to an end. We're looking back on all of the Star Wars from the past year. Plus, we're giving out that R2-D2. You've been waiting. We finally have a winner. All that and more on The Droids.
Did you hear that?
These are the droids you're looking for. These are the droids you're looking for.
I'm the one.
There's always a bigger fish.
Hello there.
Rebellion's built on hope.
We are looking for the droids.
Welcome back to The Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Ryan and Chris, I am Mike, wrapping up the year, finishing off talking about Andor, Obi-Wan, wow. Book of Boba Fett, Tales of the Ooh. Jedi Fallen Order. Ooh. Wait, I was the only one who really played that this year. Look, hey, this was an incredible year in Star Wars. Guys, how are you celebrating the end of the year?
I mean, Life Day comes but once a year. Time for joy, time for cheer. I'm thankful for our Star Wars year. You know, you never know what it's going to be like, especially post all the movies. You don't know if there's going to be anything, and maybe we had too much.
One could argue, but it ended with Andor, the strongest of the strong. And it was a fun year. We're going to be talking about our holiday wish lists that we're writing to Santa Claus for Star Wars next year. So
that's a good one.
You know,
Santi Dex, Santi Dex,
Santi Dex, Santi Cloud, Santi Claude,
Santi Claude. There it is.
There we go. Oh man, we're racing to that one.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little nice piece that has been put up on StarWars.com that summarizes basically the year that was, everything that happened, everything that came out, everything meaningful. You know, Lego Skywalker Saga.
Yeah.
High Republic books, Jedi Survivor. We saw the trailer just a week ago for the next version of the Cal Kestis game.
Our podcast notably absent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the celebration is part of this Star Wars celebration were not invited. But
I like that it's the best of. You can see this on StarWars.com. I like that's the best of 2022. And it literally just kind of runs down their schedule of what they did.
They're not willing to admit that anything was the worst of 2022.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was all good. All right.
And I did forget about the fact that we watched Light and Magic, and Light and Magic was.
Yeah.
I would put it
that
as the
awesome.
Thing I liked behind Andor as the next best thing.
I think we should go back. Maybe a nice summer project would be go back and kind of do some reviews on that. I think scheduling wise, we had some trouble getting together around that time, but I think it'd be fun to kind of revisit.
So a summer project. So in 6 months, we'll circle back.
I'm just trying to give people a heads up for when our next episode is.
Yeah.
we do get a little preoccupied with other things that come up in life. And, you know, we try to make it as much often as we can. We love doing the pod. But I think with that, Chris, we should just very early on in this let people know who won the R2-D2 that we've been.
I mean,
you know what?
There.
No, we should make them wait. They should have to listen to the whole thing.
Let's get the. Yeah. Oh, Ryan, I like that. That's good marketing.
Coming up soon, we reveal.
Yeah. It's just cruel because usually you would do that if you had like ads in your.
Yeah, if there was anything incentivizing us to keep people listening.
All right. Well,
Pepsi will be really mad if we don't. Yeah.
Should we explain our methodology?
Yes.
For transparency's sake, why not? This is a double blind. We're ensuring randomness on this.
Yeah. And it's true that I have never met Mike or Ryan. I usually just pre-record my voice and I send it out to them, and it so happens that it matches up.
Well, we try to respond to what you're saying. Right.
That would make more sense. So what we've done is we've taken all of our reviews, and I'm not going to say how many there are. We've assigned a number to anyone that has reviewed the podcast, and Ryan's going to roll a die.
So Chris assigned the numbers. I'm not privy to these numbers.
Ryan's going
to
roll some dice or a digital dice.
I'm rolling a digital die. It's a singular die.
What's the dice website?
It's so that people can verify.
Is it Andrew Dice Play? .com is that?
Oh,
hey.
It's Andrew Dice Play. No, it's rolladie.net.
Okay, that shout sounds out. Official. There you go. Yeah. Give them the plug. We'll tag
there's
them.
There's a lot of ads on it.
That's good. You're not sponsored by them.
So you know it's official. You know that it's legit. Yep. Unlike our podcast. And
exciting.
Yeah, so I am not privy to the numbers that have been assigned.
This is the closest thing to a live event, I think. Well,
this is huge. People are on the edge of their seats. If you listen closely, you can hear people falling on the ground.
If you are driving, please pull over.
You'll notice that many other cars on the road will also be pulling over because they're listening as well.
Exactly. It's going to be like that scene from War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
All right.
So Chris assigned the numbers.
Yep.
He had his own method of doing that. I am not privy to it. And now I am going to roll the die and Chris is going to correspond to the number.
I'm excited. My heart is beating.
Right. So without further ado, we present, without further commercial interruption.
Chris, I hope your heart is always beating.
That's also very good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a droid. That's cool.
Maybe we should never end this contest.
Yeah, wait a second. There. Now, if I only had a brain.
All right, so I have the number in front of me. I've rolled the die. Are you ready, Chris?
Oh, man, let's hear it.
The number is 4.
All right, let me do my calculations. All right, and the winner is, let me just verify this. We're doing it from,
Do you have an adjudicator there? Do you have a notary public with you?
I've got a team of lawyers here. Or are they liars?
We have drawn this out so
long. Yes. Well, like, we have nothing else. So, the winner...
I'm going to hit record now.
Drum roll, please. Is, and I hope I'm saying your screen name right, is Muratec. Muratec.
I think Muratec Muratec? I think that pronunciation is a safe bet.
Yep, Muratec.
Congratulations, Muratec. Are proud to have you as a listener, and we will be sending you that R2-D2. So, Chris, what do they need to do?
What you need to do is reach out to us, droidspod@gmail.com, and we'll put a little, we'll put that email, we'll make sure that's in our episode description, and then reach out to us on there or on Instagram, droidspod. On Instagram I'm getting a message in from my other ear. Yep, we're saying just email now. So just email us, droidspod.
We run a tight ship over here.
Yeah, email us, droidspod, and we'll get your mailing address and we'll get that shipped to you. And congrats, that was exciting. What a fun little contest we ran.
So this contest has been going on for what, 3-4 years?
You might be our winner.
You've been required to listen for that many years to get here.
So congrats, and we hope you enjoy it, and maybe you'll share some of your building with us if you want. You don't have to, it's okay. Excited to get that to you.
You're
so
not obligated to do it. We should make that clear. You're not obligated to do anything once you receive this thing.
You could stop listening to the podcast.
You could re-gift it if you want. Do what you want. Happy holidays.
Or you could double... No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Well,
holidays, and there you go. That's a life day gift. Way to go.
That is a life day gift. Muratec, enjoy. We look forward to getting that shipped out to you as soon as possible. So, with that said, Ryan, let's get into your list for Claude.
This is my Star Wars Christmas list. A very sad... A reference to a very sad song. my Star Wars Christmas list. I have one big thing, guys. I have one big thing.
Let's hear
and
it.
It's gonna to the listeners of the pod, it's gonna come as a surprise, but I think it's time. I think after the energizing nature of the Andor series and that coming up, I think that that Star Wars truly has gotten a big jolt from that. And I'm excited about it. So here it is, guys. If you could hear this. My knuckles cracking. Mm. My holiday wish to Santa Claus is in 2023, they announce what the next theatrical Star Wars picture will be.
Wow.
I understand that we have some in the pipeline. None have a release date. There's a lot of stuff like Taika's working on one. Ryan Johnson may be working on one. Someone else is working on something. Patty Jenkins may still be working on Rogue Squadron, or at least she still wants to make it. I want, in 2023, an announcement of what the next stage in theatrical Star Wars releases is going to be. I think that it is time. I think that Andor has given enough goodwill. It has shown that they are capable of doing this, and hopefully the response to that show is an inspiration for that. I think that they should regroup and figure out what the next theatrical move is, and I would like to see that happen in 2023.
I love that. I think you should get that wish fulfilled. Yeah. I
would hope so.
I mean, the only thing that could stop it to me is the current upheaval in every bit of the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Meaning no right. one seems to know what to do anymore. They're not making any money off their streaming. And they don't know what to do with movie theaters.
Well, sure, the future of Star Wars is televised despite everyone taking catastrophic losses every quarter.
Yeah. But yet, it's, you know, put that cover on Vanity Fair or whatever it was.
Yeah, so I think it's, I know that we've said that they should take a break. And I think if they announce this year, that means that at earliest, we're probably seeing a holiday 2024 or summer 2025 release. And I think that that is enough time. That means that there won't have been a theatrical Star Wars release since, what, 2019? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by then, that's a six-year gap. You know, that's enough time.
I made that prediction pre-pandemic, just kind of, obviously the pandemic has influenced a lot of what the media control has been, but that was kind of my wish many years ago, was that we'd have a little break from the movies. But I agree.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, Chris.
It's time.
Well, it's that there needs to be runway, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that the movie comes out this year. It's just that they announce it.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a future. And again, by the time it comes out, that'll be a 5 or 6 year gap between theatrical releases, which I think is, especially in this, you know, media landscape, is an adequate amount of time to regroup, considering that everything's moving so fast. Otherwise, you're like literally in Avatar territory where you're waiting 13 years between movies, which was worth the wait. But
there you go.
I think that they, you know, if the Ahsoka series does well, if Acolyte does well, that's enough. That's garnered enough goodwill after a few stumbles that I think it's time to kind of get back in the saddle for that stuff.
Yeah. I hope you're right, and I hope we see that soon. I honestly hope that they're further along on something they're not telling us about, but I think that would have gotten out by now.
Ooh, a surprise Super Bowl trailer.
That would be amazing.
Whoa.
There you go.
I'd love that they're in production on something. Like, so it's the first day of shooting, and they just have an image of something that they're doing, but the image is not of, here's the boot of, you know, I don't know, Wex.
The boot on the Millennium Falcon in Solo 2.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Cool.
Speaking of good old Alden Ehrenreich, saw him in the cinemas this weekend in the trailer for Cocaine Bear.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
Need to see that.
Looks fun.
Alden getting out there and getting some work. Do you have a wish, though, that goes along with it? Do you prefer any of the already chosen or rumored movies? Or do you prefer it to be out of nowhere? We're getting, you know, I don't know. Denis Villeneuve's, he's stepping away from Dune 2 to make a Star Wars.
You know what? A little bit of both. I'd be excited if they were like, listen, like Rogue Squadron is going into production this year. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But it would also be cool if they came completely out of left field and it was something new. You know? I'd be hard pressed to say like what that was. I'd love to see an Old Republic thing. I'd love to see a serialized thing. I know this is strange after us saying they need to slow down, but again, if it's 6 years and they say, listen, we're doing Old Republic and it's going to be a 3-movie, you know, cycle or like whatever. Oh, uh-huh. I'd like to see them come out swinging, you know, with like some kind of vision going on. And I don't mean a vision for an extended universe or whatever. I mean like one, complete, like, you know, one complete story, whether that's multiple movies or not. But what I don't want to see is them being like, here is the next stage of Star Wars theatrical, and then they do one of these Marvel things where they have 4 years of release dates, one every quarter, you know, that culminates into, you know, episode 10.
Let's throw something out there. See if it's a little bit of a fire starter, and then go from there rather than kind of like this. Here's the plan.
Yeah, it's like I do want to see a lot of the projects that they announced long ago, but I also think that maybe that time has passed, you know, so it may be time again for a bit of a reset with the theatrical stuff, and that'd be okay. But of all of the things that they've announced, I mean, obviously Rian Johnson's trilogy would be great. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I agree with you. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I've just been pleasantly surprised that there's even still been conversation about it.
Sure.
You know, it felt to me like it was just going to completely go away, but it's not just Rian who's talked about it. Like Kathleen Kennedy says that she still wants to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That all very well could very easily just be like, hey, we're posturing. We're just trying to say this.
Yeah.
Until we let it go.
Yeah.
But I think they're also at some point, you know, Kathleen Kennedy has talked about the challenges that they have had in production on anything that wasn't what Rian Johnson did with The Last Jedi. I think they probably had less challenges on, obviously The Force Awakens, because they were working with JJ, who's done a lot of films and TV before that. But the issues they ran into with Rogue One, the issues they ran into with Solo, they just want to work with people who know how to manage something of this scale and Johnson and his team. That is, they let time pass and let some things simmer, even though it seems like no one has simmered down at all with regard to The Last Jedi and the internet. I think they will be like, you know what? This is someone who is a proven entity who continues to put out great movie after great movie, and people love everything of the Knives Out movies that he's done. Why we would be foolish to not let him make more great movies for
us. Yeah, I mean, for him to squander his opportunity just based on some fan reaction, like, I think you're absolutely right. He's a more than capable director.
I don't think it's up to him. I mean, he wants to do it. I think it's completely them. And they did do such a bad job of continuing what he did before that I could see them being like, no, that was a clear statement. Because remember, Mr. Good old Chapek is gone, but Iger was the one who oversaw Rise of Skywalker. Heading out the door. At least he was head of the ship at that time.
It's just a weird, weird time.
Yeah. History always rewrites, though. You know what I mean? Where it's like all of a sudden, you know, a few years pass and people were like fine with it. You know, like it's like the prequels. Where it's like,
I mean, I wish the vitriol, the continued hate for Rian Johnson, you know, every time he's got a new movie coming out and people just immediately continue to say all the things they've been saying for years about The Last Jedi. I don't think those people are going to go away. Now, that being said, I'm not saying that, you know, they're a loud enough voice for them to not make those movies, but it's just kind of funny to me because I don't think those people are, that's their identity now. That's who they are.
Right.
But like, and I don't want to generalize, I'm sure that there are plenty of young people who didn't like The Last Jedi or whatever, but like what they will do is move out of the key demographic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like people age out of this stuff. It's like all these people that were complaining that the prequels ruined their childhood. Now, like people who grew up on the prequels are in their 20s and 30s and they are the key demographic of like, and I hate to speak about it this way, but of like earners and spenders, you know what I mean? So it's like, although, you know, the older generations seem to be holding on so tight to all of the resource, but I don't know. We'll see what happens, because they could wait 10 years and announce a Rian Johnson trilogy and everybody gets this stoked because it's like the fan base has shifted, you know, like whatever, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing I'd like to see most. I want to see them kind of do it. I think that Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron movie is like the closest thing to the era of Rogue One, where it was like, we're just telling a story within the world. It's going to be different. And I think that with Andor, again, I understand that it ratings or views wise didn't do as well, but I think that it has so much goodwill. It got nominated for Golden Globes and stuff, and I understand so did The Mandalorian and whatever, but it kind of had a different vibe going here. Because like this got nominated for acting awards and stuff. I think that the critical success of that show may have more cachet than than one may think.
That's the thing. That's what's going to get kind of Star Wars and Disney Plus, it's like kind of accolades. I almost said acolytes. It's good. I think that in the long run, even if it from a viewership streaming perspective, where it fared pretty well. Like it wasn't as popular as all of their shows, but I think it did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
They almost put it on like a little Emmy run by giving it time on actual network television and Hulu and everything. So I think that by them carving out like a little space for that, I think we're always going to have something of that caliber and that quality to look forward to. I would hope.
I hope
because
so.
If they're just bleeding money, they might as well make stuff that people like.
Exactly. Well, and I think it's probably pretty hard pressed to find.
I know.
I think that moreover, I mean, without looking too much on Twitter, I don't know. I feel like people positively received it overall. As far as Star Wars fans go.
The challenge is that I think there's a lot of that has been made. We've talked about it before. Disney Plus has not been where the adult drama seeking audience goes. There has been nothing like Andor like this.
Well, the Santa Clauses.
Yeah, the Santa Clauses. But like, so when you're trying to say this is better than Lord of the Rings, this is better than House of Dragon, those people are like, well, my Sundays were already occupied and I was already watching this. And you know, why they released Andor at the same time as those other two series in similar genres, where people were like, okay, what are you taking advantage of your fantasy time? Where are you spending it? People were probably more ready to watch on Amazon Prime and on HBO Max rather than on Disney Plus, where they were not used to that kind of content. I think it's a pretty dense show, and it starts maybe a little bit slower than, you know, if you're not going to watch those first three episodes, maybe it doesn't capture you because you didn't watch all of those first three. I think that, but I hope you're right. I hope that, honestly, for me, I would be like, just let's do less and let's do it better. Let's not have three series this year. We could have had Andor only and been fine because we saw what happened with Obi-Wan and we saw what happened with Book of Boba Fett. But it's like, I have to imagine they're going to cut back in some areas and they're going to say, okay, we're going to make sure that we're going to make sure that we focus on these big bets that we know are going to do well. So unfortunately, when they finish the run of the second season of Andor, I don't know that they're going to do something like that again because they know that it's not going to do the dollars for them. And as we talked about in a prior podcast, there aren't the toy rights. There are the toy rights, but they're not actually turning into tons of toy dollars. Whereas Obi-Wan Kenobi had a ton of actual tie-in merch, and there isn't the tie-in merch for Andor. And so they're going to see that from the bottom line and just be like, we don't need to go this route again. I worry about it. I'm hoping that someone is still going to be like, wait, we still have to look at how great this is. Right. And I think that they're building the long tail of this. I do think as time goes on, and part of the value to subscribers is going to be like, oh, you know, I've actually really wanted to watch that Andor, and we need to get Disney Plus anyway for the kids, so why don't we get it? And I think that's going to be an add value for them long term, that it's always going to be there. But I don't know, you know, that they would continue to do that going forward, which brings me to my wish, is some sort of overall deal with Tony Gilroy to make more Star Wars after this.
Ooh, like I love it.
I want some announcement next year.
Yeah.
It says Tony Gilroy will be writing, he could be writing that Star Wars movie. He could be making that Star Wars movie that you're talking about, Ryan. Mm-hmm. I just want some sort of connection because do think I will enjoy a lot of Star Wars going forward, but it's like,
well, I mean,
I've been altered. Andor has changed what I want.
Right.
And I think that the movies might be able to, because of the spectacle of them, they might be able to do more, but I wonder how I'm going to receive, you know, the upcoming season of The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, you know, like, it's just not going to be written nearly as well. It just doesn't seem like it can be, but maybe I'm being pessimistic. Yeah.
Tonally, you're absolutely right. It's almost like when you get too much knowledge, then you're cursed.
Well, yeah. Or if you go and you work in the industry of something that you love and then you no longer can enjoy it.
Right. I've heard Tony Gilroy in interviews, I think it was on Mark Maron, said it was like one of the most satisfying reward. Like he thought it was one of the greatest things he's ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he kept saying, I'm not slumming it.
And if you think, I'd have to think that if they gave him the opportunity to do more, that I would hope he would do it. But maybe that's kind of antithetical to what should happen.
Well, but I'm saying is like, I want him to be able to tell other stories. I don't want more Andor.
Yeah, we know.
I think the Andor 2 seasons
is
fine.
down to the minute before the Death Star plans.
I would watch an Andor. You know, we joked about it, but Mothma Star Wars series. Yeah. Like I would watch that.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
But I do want to take another. Still, just focusing on Andor and what is going on with Lucasfilm marketing. And I guess Disney marketing. And I say it because I don't understand. I think they do a lot of great work. I'm saying what is going on in the reflective. USA Today called Andor the number one show of the year.
Yeah.
Hollywood Report, all these places. And everything I see are quotes that are saying it's the best Star Wars streaming series yet.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean a lot to anybody. That's like, okay, cool. I guess it's better than The Mandalorian.
Sure.
Awesome. But why aren't they pumping up? Is getting all of the attention of everybody's top 10 list everywhere. There should be a social video that shows all these quotes. Because I think I saw one where they were like, made one of the best shows of Rolling Stone's list. Yeah. What do you mean one of the best? Why don't you say the best show according to USA Today? I mean, who values USA Today? But like, use a quote that matters that way. I don't know. I really want them to be odd that it's not.
Well, all that other stuff, if you think about it, that's all free. So that's good. Saving some bucks. I think it's honestly that they don't, maybe, and this is could be them just being a little careful. Like maybe if they overhype it and given the kind of the subject matter, it'll get too much of the wrong kind of attention. And like they kind of don't want to show their hand of saying maybe this is the direction they want Star Wars to go, but if they're not super loud about it, they can continue going that direction. You know what I mean?
That's interesting. That's like, compelling, Chris.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, Chris.
So it's like by them kind of downplaying it a little bit, they can almost. So the problem Star Wars is going to have now is that they can't really rebuild themselves from scratch. And I think the prequels had that opportunity. And I think going into the sequel trilogy, they had that opportunity. But now, like, it's done. We have a Star Wars thing every 6 months. So.
Yeah.
They have to pick their moments now of when to be loud and when to be kind of subtle.
Well, this is again like Solo to me. The choice of releasing Solo 5 months after The Last Jedi was terrible timing. Andor against Rings of Power and House of the Dragon, terrible timing.
Yeah.
Not marketing it enough that people say that this is a better show than anything else on television. Not, they're just missing out. Like there's probably a lot more to it, but at least we can say they're not doing... Well, they're not seeing this as a write down and Andor's going to disappear from the platform like HBO Max.
It could have also been that Disney marketing, like, I'm not saying they're not adept at their own media knowledge, but it could have been that they didn't know. like they're like, is this going to be good for our fans? Like they might,
but they know right now that everybody's talking.
No, now they do. But I'm saying like in the moment, they might have been like, I don't know if anyone's going to like this. We can't spend any more money.
I think that so like, you know, this is to varying degrees of success, but for a while it was working. The game studio Bethesda had like a rule where they announced games as late as close as humanly possible to the release date for like people to get psyched about it. Mm-hmm. Right. So like they make like Skyrim and the Fallout games and stuff. So like Fallout 4 was announced in July and it came out in November, which is unheard of for like a video game of that size. Right. Because their thing is like, well, we want to announce it as late as possible. Chris, I think what you're saying, and I think it's interesting, is that if Lucasfilm could like kind of adopt a little bit of that, they wouldn't be chasing the moving target of what people's reaction was to whatever their plan is.
Right.
You know, it's just like, this is what we're doing. It's coming out in whatever, and hopefully you like it, whatever.
Well,
as opposed to, hey, we're going to be doing, I'll make something up, but like an Old Republic series, and people are like, I hate the Old Republic. Right. And then on the internet, people are talking about this, and then they're seeing YouTubers talk about like, oh, they're going back to the well, this is stupid, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, it's the Old Republic, but maybe it's not like so much the Old Republic, you know, whatever.
Yep.
And you know, and who could say if those conversations are really happening, but it seems to be that they are because of the Rise of Skywalker and like what that was. But I think that there needs to be a little bit, I think they're so obsessed with being like, we're sticking to the spirit of what George was doing. And it's like, what George was doing was not given an H-E double hockey stick about what people were. I hate that I just did that. I should have just said it. Oh, that's so corny and I hate myself. You know, I did that thing where it's like, you know, I mouthed it.
It's whatever. The holiday season. Yeah. Kids are home with their families listening around a roaring fire.
But I think they need to take a little bit more of that, which is like, listen, like they. I wish that they used the crassness of this for good, which is it's Star Wars. You're going.
Yeah.
So like deal with it, that kind of thing. And then like did interesting thing.
Yeah. I could see that.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Well, Chris, hey. We've come to you. What is your Santa Claus?
Now, Chris also, he said this in confidence, but he did see mommy kissing Santa Claude.
Yes. And it was very, very and awkward. And
luckily, Claude doesn't have any arms or hands.
Yeah. It's very strange. Very weird. Okay. Oh, no, who's that guy?
Was the guy who's driving Lando's little like.
Do we know a line from Claude? Does Claude have any good lines?
No, Claude doesn't say anything.
He just kind of like,
he makes the poster. So you guys both said so. My side wish is Solo 2. Make it happen. Nice. I would love that. And you know, we got the Mando. How about a little more Lando? That would be great in Solo 2 if it was a story about him and the like how Cloud City came to be. I'm naming very specific wishes.
Isn't that show supposed to be happening?
There was a Lando series announced.
Yeah. I hope it comes out.
Do you want to take wish granted and now you have another wish?
Yes. I will take another wish. Wow. How did I know that? All right. And then my second wish. And so I know we have the video games. I feel like given the technology that Lucasfilm, and this could almost tie into another thing, and this is more like maybe like a Lucasfilm thing rather than specifically Star Wars, I want to see some kind of premiere set piece, interactive experience that's in the Star Wars world that is unlike anything we've ever experienced. Like, I feel like...
Do you mean like the Galactic Star Cruiser?
Like the Galactic Star Cruiser.
So Chris wants an experience that's unlike anything. He can't name it.
I can't even describe it. No, I think that Lucasfilm is like primed to take like something in VR. And I know they have other like games and stuff like that. But I feel like they really could build something that you could either, I don't know if you have to go to it or if you could do it at home. I would like to see that. Something from them on that level. Because I remember like leading into like Force Awakens, they made like a little BB-8 like that actually works. Like I want to see something that Star Wars can bring to us that's like that. And I feel like it kind of ties into the toys. So basically, I want a really cool toy from Star Wars that we haven't seen.
I found out for $60, you can get your face 3D printed onto a Mandalorian action figure from Hasbro.
That's pretty funny. Wow. Well, there you go. Well,
I spoiled all your Christmas gifts. Sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. They banned those figures in the United States. That's been on my bucket list for Star Wars. I think I just want Ahsoka to be really good. I really do. That's like my wish. Just make it. I hope it's good.
Do we know when that comes out?
I don't think there's been an announcement yet.
They've released some images for it recently.
Yeah, they did. I love how people were freaking out. And I'm like, she looks up for half a second, and we've seen her in a live action show. If we had not seen her in a live action show before, sure. Let's freak out.
They showed it on the Today Show, and they were literally just like repeating the clip. Was it Today Show? Or no, I don't know where I saw it. But my other thing then, maybe this is not the right place to say it, outside of Star Wars, is I want to see Lucasfilm make a brand new intellectual property and announce
a new IP, baby.
I want something brand new. I mean, I've been watching the Willow series, and it's not bad, and I enjoy that, and it just got me thinking. I know we got another Indiana Jones coming out. I feel like it's time for them to progress a little and make something brand new. They have the best in the biz. Why give some of these people a chance to shine?
I'll add one more thing.
Yeah.
Put Andor in a theater for me.
Oh,
put Andor on the big screen.
I like that. Put it in 3D. Also, let's make some 3D TV shows. Is that enough? I like that. That's good. Well, that's a nice little list we got there.
Well, I hope everybody gets a good night's sleep, because otherwise Santa Claude won't come.
And how's everybody get?
Could you imagine waking up to Santa Claude looking over your bed?
You just see like a trail of like slime from where he like walks.
I'm shuddering thinking about it.
How's everybody gonna spend their? What's anyone have a Star Wars activity they're gonna do?
Well, I've been doing my Star Wars Advent calendar, as you do.
Nice. Yeah.
I also want to build, maybe if I have the time, the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Wow.
Nice.
That's good. And then also I'm just going to continue to force relatives, family members to watch as much Andor as possible.
Mike, they need to hire you as the PR machine.
I will gladly take it. I'll do it. You know what? This is to be said. I love the people who run their marketing. I apologize. Yeah. I don't mean to.
Mike's got some ideas.
People. Yeah.
You should do, Mike? You should call up Lucasfilm and tell them your ideas and ask for a job. Hey.
Yeah. I think bring me on. I do think there's one piece of interesting breaking news. Apparently, you can sue a movie studio if you felt like a movie trailer was misleading. That has just been announced as a precedent has been set.
Wow.
And so, I am suing over the Rise of Skywalker.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I knew that's where this was going. Because like, but how
this
can
is
they
fun.
Make?
Who, if I disagree with this choice completely.
Yeah.
But if you guys could sue for a movie, what would it be?
Sue over one that we felt really treated us wrong.
Yeah, like that. You're like that trailer was
a great question.
Thank you.
Wow, it's hard to figure out.
My answer is the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
You think the trailer misled you what it was going to be?
Yeah, I thought it might actually be a movie.
Ah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Shots fired.
I'm trying to think. For me, it's going to be like one of these like Amazon Netflix movies where it's like all they show you in the trailer is like the action, and then you watch the movie and it's like two rooms. I can't think of any of them offhand, but there's one that I don't want to like call out a movie because I don't want to get it sued. Let's just say anything on Amazon or Netflix.
Wait, so you won't call out a movie?
No, I can't think of it. That's the problem. I gotta look.
I'm trying to think of a movie I was really excited about and then was really bad. I usually live in denial for a long time.
Maybe the new Space Jam? I kind of enjoyed it, though. But I feel like it might have been misadvertised to me. A Tom and Jerry movie?
I don't have a lot of recent examples because my time has been less to see things. So I almost always like, I don't take a lot of risks on movies these days, which I'm sad about.
Yeah.
I would like to take more risks. I would go back to, I did really hate the Messenger, the Joan of Arc movie with Mila Jovovich. I hated that movie.
Wow.
Hated it. But I also was probably like 14, probably didn't have the best judgment at that point.
I just had a good one. This is thrilling, I'm sure. For everybody to listen to.
This makes great listening.
I gotta
all right, well, Godzilla 98, maybe.
Oh, Godzilla. Oh, I know what it is. I haven't seen the movie yet, but it's that Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, what's the deal with that voice? What's the deal with that voice?
Here's what I'm posing to the world to consider if there's anyone out there who's really mad about this. What were they supposed to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did it have to be Chris Pratt? Maybe not. I don't, whatever. But like, you can't have a whole movie of someone going like, it's a me. like he needs to speak in paragraphs and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. I think we test it out. I think we do an entire podcast like that.
I just think that everybody seems to think that that's what they wanted, Super but Mario I'm not podcast. Sure that's what they really would want.
No.
What if I say? Okay.
I like it.
That being said, the marketing is hiding his voice so profoundly at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's almost baffling. Like it's hard. Like I'm like, it's hard to watch now. You're like, wait a second.
Well. I think great. We should wish everyone a wonderful holiday season, yeah. whatever you are celebrating, and enjoy any Star Wars time you get, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
That's going to be my thing. The week between Christmas and New Year's is generally reserved for Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, so I'm planning on doing some big some big viewings.
Yeah. I think that basically we've been almost like conditioned to... over the last few years to enjoy Star Wars during the holiday season. So it's kind of hard. It almost, it's just like Pavlovian. Pavlovian is the
I
word.
I think both work. Yeah.
They both fit in the scenario. To kind of every time, like as soon as the sun starts going down early and the snow starts falling, I'm like, well, maybe we'll put on a little Star Wars, like a roasting fire.
I'll tell you what, my mouth is watering.
And you know what we do? We celebrate a day of peace, a day of harmony, a day of joy we can all share together joyously. A day that takes us through the darkness, a day that leads us into might, a day that makes us want to celebrate the light, that one day we'll be free. To live, to laugh, to dream, to grow, to trust, to love, to be. That's where it cuts off. That's a Life Day song. That's a day to celebrate.
That was beautiful.
Did you like that? Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you're tearing up.
I thought about humming... a little, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas behind that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly.
We might get sued.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I couldn't sing it.
The Vince Guaraldi estate is very litigious.
I couldn't sing it. Good grief. But there you go. Well, we did it. Wait, cheers to a good 2022. And looking forward to a Droids 2023 with you all and our great listeners. And
just remember to close your eyes real tight and pray to Santa Claus, because you know what happens if you wake up when he's there. It's not pretty.
You see his slime trail.
You'll see his silhouette.
All right. That's going to do it. Muratech, don't forget to email us, droidspot@gmail.com. Claim your R2. It's going to be on your way to you. Chris, Ryan, what a pleasure. I'm so excited for 2023. And that is going to do it for the droid you're looking for, a Star Wars podcast.
Annie? Andor? Annie?
Wow. And we're out.
And we're done? Wow. There you go. Another one in the box.